Welcome back to the Jolynn Thomas Show on this Thought Leader Thursday. This library legislation has been prompting a lot of discussions because it's multifaceted. There are a lot of different angles to this. We posed a question about it on Facebook, and Thomas Nikovich weighed in, and so I invited him to join me by phone to talk about his perspective regarding all of this. And, you know, Thomas, you brought something important to the forefront, and that is that there's much more to all of this than meets the eye. Do you want to go ahead and just share with us your thoughts and perspective?
Well, I think that a lot of this is agenda-driven, and I think that we've lost all common sense. I mean, yeah, we have to have some kind of education, and I'm not in any way, you know, for censorship, but I think there's an age appropriate, and I think that, again, it's driven by an agenda, and I think that narrative is designed to divide us and distract us. I mean, the world is in not a good place right now, and we're worried about some things, or we're driving some agendas that I don't think there should be as much merit or emphasis put on that as what there is. And having said that, I think you need to have some kind of common sense on how we educate our children. I think we discussed before that I didn't get any sex education until high school. And then it was called health class, and it was done in very clinical fashion. It wasn't available to elementary school kids, and it wasn't explicit. And I don't think that it needs to be. And I don't think it should be.
Right. One of the things you said that really kind of struck me, and it's something I also really feel strongly about, and that is distraction. I think there's a lot of distraction around right now that sometimes gets our eyes off the ball, and we start focusing on side issues and maybe lose sight of the main point. And so I think balance is so key in everything that we do. So I love that you brought up distraction. Thomas, let me ask you, are you seeing a lot of this distraction? Is there a specific distraction that comes to your mind?
Constantly. I personally feel like when somebody uses a term that, or if a debate goes the wrong way, you're a racist. And that carries no currency with me anymore because it's used for every possible scenario, whether it applies or not. And I think that most people in America just want everybody around them to be happy and get along. And personally, we all bleed red. I don't care one way or the other. The other thing is this whole transgender. It's less than, from the polls that I've seen, it's less than 1% of the population, yet they're trying to jam this down our throats. When, personally, I don't care what you do in your private life. I just don't want it jammed down my throat and legislated. And there's much more important things to look at than those things. And it's a constant push. It's in our media. It's in every commercial almost. And it's grinding.
So true. And one thing that really stood out to me is the fact that you are really showcasing the fact that we are all Americans and we should all be on the same team. And as you were talking, Thomas, it really made me kind of think about some wisdom that KID News Radio's own Glenn Beck shared at the Colonial Theater in July. He talked about the importance of getting curious and trying to understand each other. And I think there's some real powerful wisdom in that because, as you said, at the end of the day, I think we all want to live in peace and harmony, and bringing a little bit more understanding could possibly go a long way, I think, in achieving some of that.
It absolutely could. Debate has it's been eliminated in our society. You have these polarized factions that when they get together to talk, it's not a debate based on understanding. It's adversarial.
So,
and it doesn't get anywhere. It doesn't accomplish anything.
You are 100% on the money, my friend. We're seeing so much of that, don't you think, in terms of this cancel culture? People can't even express an honest opinion without fearing alienation. I mean, think about the number of people that get unfriended by even family members sometimes for things that they think or say or believe. And so that really does shut down that opportunity for productive dialogue. And I think productive is the key, because we want to be able to discuss the issues in a way that's going to drive progress forward. And when we're, you know, just getting so polarized without any real structure to it, it ends up being kind of damaging, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. We should be able to sit down and talk about things and agree to disagree if that's the case, because and it's defined by your political affiliations, and generally the more liberal people, they end up being dreamers and artists, and I don't want them to go away because we need them. They need to dream these things up. Ridiculous things like maybe putting a man on the moon.
Right.
And then you would characterize, you know, conservatives as the engineers, and we need them too, because once somebody dreams it up, then you need somebody with a slide rule to figure out how to do it.
Mm-hmm. So true.
We're not able to sit down and talk.
And you know something, Thomas, you hit on this point that we can agree to disagree, and I think in America we've kind of forgotten that. We can still, haven't we? I mean, we can still hang on to our beliefs and our passion while still being willing to listen to somebody else. And when you were talking about the dreamers and the engineers, you know something, it made me think about the NFL and this video series that they have put out to highlight mental health and the need to have some awareness there. And the tagline said, "It takes all of us." And I think that kind of sums up what you were saying there. It really does take all of us. And we're not always going to agree on every single issue. But if we can bring back respect to the equation and agree to disagree and recognize that each of us has something important to contribute, wow, I don't know about you, but I think that would really bring about some positive results.
No, I agree. I think that America we pay attention to celebrities, and we pay attention to how they live and what they do, and we try and emulate it and get this fame, and it does nothing for the structural or the moral character of America. And we don't pay attention to the people that make a difference in our lives other than what we hear on the news. And again, it's agenda-driven, and it divides us. And even if you watch a debate on the news, it's adversarial. They can't come to any kind of consensus or say, yeah, I agree with that point, but I disagree with this point, and the other side is the same way. And it gets to the so contentious that I think the majority of Americans just turn it off.
I think you're exactly right, and I think we've got to get to a point where we start tuning in, where we lean in to these important conversations. And that's part of what we're doing here at KID News Radio with our Table Talk series. We want to bring people around the table to have these difficult but important conversations in a respectful environment.
No, I would agree with that. It'd be refreshing.
Yes, wouldn't it? Hopefully, maybe we can get some of that to come into the political arena so that we'll be able to see the real issues without all of the mudslinging.
No, I agree. And for me, I'm very cynical about politics these days. I'm on the national scene. I'm pretty much disgusted with the corruption, and I'm focusing purely on my local representatives and getting to know them. And I think that that's been a neglected area of politics for years now, to where people don't know who their local representatives are. And that's the training ground for people that we send to represent us on the national stage. And we need to be far more cautious about that and who we pick and how polarizing they are, how what their integrity is, and be able to discuss some of these issues. And sometimes when issues come up, just say, you know what, that's not worth my time.
Mm-hmm.
Say no.
Yes. And you know something, Thomas, as you said, you're feeling a little cynical about politics. I don't think you're alone. And I think you're on to something here, because the truth is, our greatest circle of influence is right here at home. And I think that you are 100% correct in saying that a lot of folks aren't really aware of who their local representatives are. And I think we have to do a better job of getting that information out there and engaging our communities in these local discussions, because it's so important to the fundamental function of what happens in our communities. So I love that you are leaning in to this idea of, we have got to turn a spotlight on local politics too, and not just forget about it in a presidential election, because our local politicians really are a driving force in the way that life plays out here in our wonderful community.
It does indeed, and I will tell you that it's not easy to find out what somebody's background is. You have to be diligent, and you have to do a lot of research to figure out where they stand, what they've done in the past, and it's not an easy thing to do. And I don't think I would like to have the media do a little bit more of a deep dive, the local media do more of a deep dive on that stuff. The only problem with that is I worry that the attention span of people will cause them to lose interest and not tune in. But I definitely like to see that either on TV or on a website where you can physically read it, so that you know where these people come from, what they're about, and where they plan to take us.
Absolutely. And you know something, Thomas, I can tell you that here at KID News Radio, we are actually working on that. And we have some plans to do some special events around our conference table, our table talks, that are designed to do exactly what you're talking about, to really introduce our local politicians and to help people have an inside look at who they are and where they stand. Because you know what, Thomas, life is really, really busy. And so we want to make it a little bit easier for people to kind of have a one-stop shop where you're going to be able to get some of that information. Because most people, when they're working and balancing things, don't have time to do all of that digging that it takes. So I appreciate that you're bringing that need to the forefront, because that is something we're committed to doing here.
Well, that's good to hear. I'll be watching for it.
Well, keep your eyes open, and I'll be promoting that. But yes, I am definitely going to be making sure that we're doing a good job of introducing those local candidates, because there's a lot of introduction about our national candidates, but we want to turn some attention right here at home on those local politicians. So I think you're really on to something there. And, you know, it makes me also think, Thomas, that we certainly, with everything that's going on in the world, need educated voters.
Indeed we do.
Yes, we do. Well, Thomas, you know, I appreciate you weighing in on our question on Facebook and taking the time to chat with me here by phone. I've really enjoyed getting to hear your perspective. So thank you so much, and I hope that you have a wonderful day and that your weekend plans are shaping up nicely.
All weekends are good, just some are better than others.
Now, that is a really good perspective to have. All right, Thomas, thank you very much. Thomas Nikovich, you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure.
Thank you. You do the same.
Okay, bye-bye.